and this is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want, just dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
And Derek J.
And Mark joining us here for the remainder of the program, getting back from his occasional fireman's, volunteer fireman meeting here. Mark, for just to bring you up to speed, we've been talking in detail tonight about Derek J's trials he'll be attending tomorrow, where he's facing multiple misdemeanor charges up to several years in jail, potentially for the dastardly crimes, allegedly, of going to the park and throwing a nice, quiet, peaceful dance party and, not being repentant about it, basically, and completely bowing down to the man in the uniform who tried to stop you.
The one thing I'd like to say about this is I was at that particular event, and we say it's a dance party, but I was standing maybe 30 feet away from the pavilion thing where the music was being played, and I literally didn't hear it. It was just very, very quiet.
We pointed this out, and so he's facing these charges tomorrow. I know I'm going to be there to see this happen. There's a professional camera crew in town that's shooting some footage. They were in here earlier, Mark, and they are probably going to be there, I believe, shooting the whole thing, so that'll be good. It'll be finally a day off for me as far as recording videos in the court. It seems like I've been recording almost all of them, so that'll be nice for me. I'll just get to watch and be a witness. And so that's going on tomorrow. We'll inform you as to more about what happens on tomorrow night's program, whether or not you're here for it, Derek J. Certainly Nemi's going to be here tomorrow, and she'll likely be out there to observe as well.
She'll be taking some footage tomorrow.
As
so
the
she'll
Shire
be
Free Press. Yeah,
so she'll be able to report on that for you.
So let's move to different things. There are other items in the news that are worth discussing. One that's worth maybe a slight mention, just simply because it was a huge waste of my time today, was I attempted to, do the right thing and go work in the system and try to change it from the inside.
Why?
I was asked to. And so, I don't mind helping people who are looking for assistance. And so I did.
Well, it sounded like it would be a good idea. Wasn't this an attempt for the public to address the agents of the state regarding
right,
a certain
it was a
law?
Public hearing on some sort of a law that would allegedly make it so, excuse me, it would be a proposal to amend the Constitution in New Hampshire, which would then have to be voted on in order to get in. But if it were instituted, it would essentially make it so the courts, the administrator, like the Supreme Court, would not be able to make rules for the court system without the approval of the legislature. So, like, right now they can just make rules, and that's just what they do. But they would have to go to the legislature for any rules changes, which would make it more difficult, in theory, for them to make rules. Of course, as I've seen plenty of times, usually whatever the police department recommends goes through. So how much more difficult it would be for them, I don't know. But I was willing to come and talk to them about how bad their courts are and how abusive they are to the media and other peaceful human beings, as we discussed quite a bit a moment ago, with them banning people from wearing T-shirts, banning people from expressing emotion in the courtroom and all kinds of other, banning the media as
well.
Yeah,
banning cameras.
All kinds of crazy stuff is going on here. So it's my intention to talk to these folks just for a few minutes about this during this ostensibly public hearing. So we showed up pretty much on time, maybe like 5 minutes into the hearing after we'd parked and gotten in there. And about four of us had come from Keene, and some of the folks had come from Grafton as well. So people from pretty far out regions came out to this meeting. I mean, they obviously thought it was an important issue, that they were going to dedicate a good portion of their day to this. I mean,
time, gas money, all
right,
of it.
We left at 10 in the morning and didn't get back until 4 in the afternoon. And it was a total waste of time.
Because why do you say that?
What happened was we showed up. There was somebody who was testifying already. And this person, the first person who was testifying, was like the general counsel, like the lawyer for the Supreme Court, essentially, was testifying. And he was saying that, we just can't have this this new rule. Look, this is not necessary. The court doesn't make law from the bench. We only make rules, and these rules only have to do when you need to turn motions in, and like this rule, you know, these kinds of rules is what he was explaining, the sorts of rules. Which, of course,
Malarkey.
Is a total lie. It's a total lie. The courts are absolutely making the law, because all the judge has to say is, you can't do this, like, have media devices on the courthouse grounds, and the men with the guns calling themselves the security will just do whatever it is that they're told. So, yeah, they are making laws, and they're overriding laws, too, like the Constitution, which says the right to press freedom shall be inviolably preserved. Well, they're not preserving it within the courthouses, and they're just throwing it right in your face that they're not preserving it. But no one cares. So I was planning on addressing what that man was. I made a note, and I was like, all right, I'm going to address what he's saying. I'm going to call him out as a liar. And then, you know, some other guy got up who was the sponsor of the bill, and he had something nice to say. Like, he was the sponsor of this bill, so obviously he was in favor of it. And he was pointing out that among some of the problems with the court system in New Hampshire is Rule 1.2 or something like that, which is like the first rule of the courts, is that there are no rules. So, like, they have pages and pages of rules, which of course apply to you at all times as somebody who's going to be in the courtroom. But to them, their first rule is, we can waive the rules anytime we want to.
In the interest of justice, to
right.
be sure.
Right. By justice, they mean the guys in the robes. I mean, whatever's convenient for them.
Exactly right. And so he pointed this out to the panel, and that was good that he brought that up. I was glad to see that happen. And then after he got up and spoke, another government bureaucrat gets up, one of the judges from the Supreme Court, coming on his own capacity to speak about this. And he, you know, blathered on for a little while about it and kind of took a middling position on it. Wasn't entirely for it, wasn't entirely against it, had his own proposal, etc. And then they decided that was it. That was all we're going to hear for now. We'll reschedule this event because we have other things to do today that are in this room, and we have to go over to something else in the State House. So you all can come back here at, let's do 4:30. So it's noon. We're, you know, I've got things to do in my life. I don't have them in Concord to do in my life. So I'm not going to, you know, screw around for 4.5 hours waiting so I can have an opportunity to speak to these people.
That is amazing.
And I don't even know, had I waited, I don't even know if I still would have been allowed to speak. Because I know there were at least a handful of other people who wanted to speak. So what if I were to come back at 4:30 after killing an entire day waiting around in Concord? What if I were to come back at 4:30 and then sit and wait as 3 more people speak, 4 more people speak, 5 more people speak, and then, oh, it's 5 o'clock. Well, so sorry. We've got to go home now. I mean, I don't know if they stay late at these things. Honestly, I don't know. But
sure, run it off to tomorrow if they feel like it.
Right.
It's absolutely true that being there and testifying in front of them is the most effective way to get, to get what you want. Not that
I
it's terribly
it,
effective, but at the same time, it's tough, man. I mean, I get it. You're driving there. It's an hour and a half up there, or at least
an hour.
From my house, it's an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're parking there. You've got to pay for parking.
Yep.
You're going to figure out what to do. You know, I don't know about, you know, if you have any kind of special diet, what are you going to do? You can't just go to a restaurant. And, you know, it's just it's a pain
it's
in
a
the
day.
Butt.
You've got to set a whole day aside. And I was, you know, I needed a nap before the show today because I was up late and I didn't get a whole lot of sleep. And I'm just not going to spend my whole day sitting around. What would I do for 4.5 hours? I mean, I have my laptop with me, but I didn't have a charger, and it was already being used for some other purposes by some other folks. So, like, and I had ridden up with somebody else who also has a schedule and things to do. I can't impose it, even if I really wanted to stay, which I didn't, but even if I really wanted to stay, I still wouldn't have been able to because that other person had driven me there. And it's just so unwieldy, so inconvenient, so absurd, so arbitrary. And this was a perfect example for me of why people don't get involved in this crap. When we walked in this room, there was maybe a handful of people. There's only 10 seats in which people can sit because you know nobody comes to these things. And so there's a handful of one lady's there taking notes. There's a couple old
people.
They
certainly don't want to welcome more.
Right. There's a couple old people sitting in the back. And we come in. There are 3 of us that come in and sit down. Then later some folks from Grafton arrived and like 3 or so people from Grafton come in. The majority of the audience, the small audience, were all Free Staters. All Free State Project members, people who are activists who came here for liberty, and not one of them had the opportunity to speak because they always take the bureaucrats first.
Wow. This raises all kinds of questions for me about the effectiveness of inside-the-system activism.
It's really frustrating. If you want to be effective at it, you really have to live in the state capital in order for it to be in any way, shape, or form convenient to you. Yeah, but it would have been one thing if I could go home for 4 hours and then come back. Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind. Remind you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again for my friends at Midas Resources. These are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Derek J.
And don't forget, again, freetalklive.com. The features there are free. We've got a lot of stuff. In fact, you get to control the content of the site. If you find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share it with the listeners of this program, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. And then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website and be promoted for more people to see. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com.
You know, for your family, you've got fire insurance, life insurance, car insurance, health insurance, all the insurance that you need except for food insurance. And actually, a caller called in and suggested it might be called Assurance since you have it on site. WiseFoodStorage.com. It allows you to have food on site in case of a disaster, you know, whether it's a food shortages, natural disasters. You know, it could be just inflation. I mean, food's going to cost more in a year or two than it does now. Whether you could be unemployed, and, you know, having the food on site is a great way to make sure that your family's protected in some kind of destabilizing event. WiseFoodStorage.com has a bunch of different options. They all are very tasty. Cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, just to name a couple. They're in individual metal Mylar pouches that carry a 25-year shelf life. All you have to do is add water. You can take them out and cook them, otherwise, but, in a crisis, you can just add water and go. You need to try it out. Get a free entree sample. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com. Right there at the top of the page, you can click for a free entree sample, fill it out, they'll get your information. They'll send you one. For a limited time, you can also use promo code FTL to get no-cost shipping on any order. When you get that free entree sample, there's a pull-down menu. Just mention Free Talk Live, and that it says Radio Free Talk Live there, and along with a bunch of other radio shows. Make sure you get Free Talk Live. It's wisefoodstorage.com, or you can just call 855-FOOD-WISE. It's 855-FOOD-WISE. Promo code FTL for free sample, free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give the ones you love.
So I was determined today to not completely waste my day in Concord, New Hampshire. As I was explaining in the last segment, we went up there today. Some of us went up there today to testify at a hearing, which they ended up basically postponing after 30 minutes, after only a couple bureaucrats were allowed to speak, and said, come back at 4:30 at noon. And, of course, I had better things to be doing, so I decided I wasn't going to come back. But, you know, I'd already gone all the way up to Concord, so I figured, let's make the most out of the day. This is Concord. We're not up here a whole lot. And so it seems like a good opportunity to go and visit the New Hampshire Drug Task Force.
Wow.
Yeah, this is where they're based out of. I mean, it's the state capital, so they've got an office there. And I believe the office is the Justice Department building, which is an old bank. It's right next door to the legislative office building where we were. So it was real convenient just to walk, quick walk across the street. And a demo was there from copblock.org. So we both decided to go over there as some other folks are meeting about something else. So we went over, and of course, Ademo is he's involved in this system. They're coming after him for chalking charges, and we've dealt with the drug task force before when we busted one of their agents trying to make a drug bust. We did happened to stumble across one of their undercover cops, and we knew who he was from a prior trial that he'd attended and testified at. We outed him. And if I don't know what you need to search for, but look for Charles Newton over at freekeen.com, and you'll find the video of us busting this cop. So we wanted to go and see if maybe Charles was working today, and see if he wanted to talk to us on camera, and maybe just talk to them about some other accountability issues and other things like that. Maybe ask for a list of all their undercover officers and, you know, contact information, stuff like that. Whatever kind of info we could get out of
them. I'm sure you're going to get that.
So, yeah, probably not. But we figured we'd go and talk to them and see what happened. And basically,
they love visits. They just love visits.
They did. They can't stand it there. In fact, it's what happened was very similar to what happened to me the last time I went to this building. I had gone there previously with a different activist and basically did the same thing. Wanted to talk to one of their bureaucrats on camera, ask him some questions. They called out one of their bureaucrats. No, this was the last time I was there. His name was Dick Tracy. Yes, he's an investigator for the police, the Justice Department, named Dick Tracy. He comes out, And he immediately sees the camera, and he's like, well, I don't want to talk on camera. And I said, well, who can talk on camera? And it's like, I gotta go. And he leaves, and you know, I don't want to talk on camera. And he leaves. And then the weird thing, before we were able to leave, Dick comes back out, and I have yet to really determine what his intention was. It's like he was trying again or something to try to get me to stop recording. He comes back out from the secured area, and he once again attempts to get me to turn off the camera. I'm like, well, no, I'm not going to do that.
Is this the butterball trick where he just comes up to the camera and just tells you that he doesn't want to be on camera?
It wasn't as bad as butterball. You're talking about a recent video that was posted to freekeen.com with the school principal being very rude in front of a camera. But no, he pops back out, does the same exact thing, and then turns around again after I tell him I'm not going to stop recording, and goes back inside. If you want to see the footage, it's on YouTube. It's called Meet Dick Tracy. So just search for Meet Dick Tracy, and that's what's what'll come up.
So are you saying you were made to feel unwelcome in this building, which you are forced to pay for?
Very much so. And so essentially the same thing happened today, except it wasn't Dick Tracy. Today, I met James Brown.
Ow! That's get right. back! Ha! Touch me in the morning!
James Brown.
Ow!
And Dick Tracy in the same building working as investigators together.
Every time I see football, there's a guy in a football broadcaster named James Brown. I can't help myself. I just, every time.
So James Brown comes out, and our interaction with James lasted a little longer than my original interaction with Dick Tracy, and this guy basically was of the same mindset. He immediately comes out and addresses the fact that I have a video camera. He requests that I turn it off, which I refuse to do. I'm like, look, this is here for accountability. I need to ask somebody questions on the record. And he's like, well, I don't want to be recorded. Well, okay, who wants to be recorded? Who within your building is willing to talk to the press on the record? Are you the press? Yes, I am. Now, who is willing to talk to me? And he kind of stands there for a while, even though he's told us a few times he doesn't want to be recorded. He kind of stands there and handles...
doesn't know what to do about it.
Right, and takes some questions where we're trying to determine with whom we can speak. And he basically ends up saying that, well, you can contact me and contact me by mail, and I will send you... try to figure out who the right person is to send you to.
What?
So, like, there's no public spokesman, there's no public spokes bureaucrat that you can just say, oh, so-and-so will talk to the media. Well, I need to figure out who you need to talk to so you can write me and ask me.
Have they never dealt with the press before? I mean, is this totally new to them?
I don't know, Derek J. He gave me his business card, James R. Brown, investigator from the Department of Justice Office of the Attorney General.
Well, that's going to be helpful. I'm sure he'll get right back to you.
Right, yeah. Normally, this is a blow-off, and when bureaucrats want you to get in touch with them by phone or by mail, that way they can put you into infinite hold or put your mail into the circular bin, the circular file, the trash can. That's pretty much what he was going to do. So he ducks out after trying to tell me to stop recording again. And then as we're leaving, he pops out again like Dick Tracy did, comes out and says, and by the way, I don't give you permission to use that video. I was like, it doesn't matter. We left. We're coming up here. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Derek J.
And join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. We've got listening options live streaming there for you, broadband and dial-up versions. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is available for you around the clock over on the Free Talk Live streams over at listen.freetalklive.com. And you can also listen via great radio stations, over 100 of them from coast to coast on AM and FM throughout this country. Satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio. We have two channels up there that we're on. Our webcam, the KU-band satellite channel, which is free to air, and the listen lines as well. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about all that. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And there's something else that you can listen to. Free audiobooks, podcasts, and more from audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
That's right. You can get a free audiobook from audiblepodcast.com/FTL. There's, you know, all the new bestsellers. They're all over there. More than 100,000 titles, you know, in every category, whether it's business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, everything else. It's fast, easy, and affordable.
It's a huge selection. And it's not just books, right? I mean, it's not just...
Yeah, they've got podcasts over there. Right. I saw Opie and Anthony when I was tootling around on the site yesterday. It's a wide selection of... And they are the world's leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. Just go get a free audio book. See how awesome it is to enjoy an audio book for free.
No obligation. No.
Not that I understand. I mean, I haven't gone through the process. It's been some time since I went through the process. I couldn't tell you. It's been a long time since I've been through the process. Audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Well, as I recall, there was no obligation.
I can't remember. I mean, I don't want to give bad information, but, I can check it out during the break if you like.
Please do. I mean, last I recall, because they had been an advertiser with us for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just you just go and get yourself your free book and you get started, and you know the idea is you're going to like it so much you're going to buy one or two or more.
That's the idea.
audiblepodcast.com/FTL. All right, so last night, and by the way, we let it wasn't for me not being aware of it, it's just we just didn't go there last night. Yesterday was Martin Luther King Day, and of course I am a fan of Martin Luther King. And Ron Paul is a fan of Martin Luther King, as he expressed in a recent debate. And they had a presidential debate on Martin Luther King Day. And it's too bad. You know, Ron Paul was able to bring up Dr. King in his debate last night. And it's a shame. Well, I guess it's a good thing Martin Luther King wasn't around to see this debate, because it was just a shame what happened to Ron Paul at this debate last night. It was really amazing. I'm going to play some audio here from you by this audience here at the Fox News debate last night in South Carolina, where Ron Paul talks about foreign policy and specifically mentions the Golden Rule as a good, good starting point for a foreign policy. Do unto others as you would have done unto yourself. So let's go with the audio from the debate. Actually, I have to unmute that.
If another country does to us what we do others, we're not going to like it very much. So I would say that maybe we ought to consider a golden rule in foreign policy. Don't do to other nations what we don't want to have them do to us. So we endlessly bomb these countries, and then we wonder why they get upset with us. And yet it continues on and on. I mean, this idea that we can't debate foreign policy, then all we have to do is start another war. I mean, it's warmongering. They're building up for another war against Iran, and people can't wait to get in another war. This country doesn't need another war. We need to quit the ones we're in. We need to save the money and bring our troops home.
Governor Romney.
So I get some cheers at the end, but some good South Carolinian Republicans there just booed the Golden Rule.
No, I don't think they were booing the Golden Rule. I think the audience was taking objection to Ron Paul's use of the word "we." He was being too collectivist in his language. They were reminding him that they, the audience, never participated in bombing foreign people.
Well, I appreciate the optimism, Derek J., but I have a feeling that these were... I'm just speculating here, but I have a feeling that these were probably self-described Christians who are in this audience. Again, Fox News, Republican debate, South Carolina, probably going to attract some self-described Christians who very much support war. And, of course, in my opinion, and Derek J., you grew up in a Christian household. You actually grew up in a church at one point.
Yes, I did.
My understanding of Christianity is that war doesn't really jibe with the teachings of Jesus.
From my reading.
Right. And so Christians who support war, or a Christian who would boo the Golden Rule, really needs to take a look at their religion. They need to take a closer look at what they actually believe, because they're whacked.
Well, a lot of some people, they're just so paralyzed by fear that they believe that the U.S.'s foreign policy is really the only way to protect the United States. It's hard for me to imagine that they're so jaded and bitter that they just say, well, we've got, it's in our own best interest. I think it's about fear, but there's some accusations and some proof, some more screenshots of Facebook groups where they're claiming to have called people in the middle of the night in South Carolina, trying to get them to vote for Ron Paul, and when they refuse, they call them, haters of liberty and yell at them until they hang up. So, I mean,
oh, wow. This is not Ron Paul supporters that would be doing that, right?
Wow. That's really
some
surprising.
Dirty, dirty
false
tricks
flags
in politics.
Yeah,
but the propaganda, even without the false flag and the dirty politics stuff, the propaganda in support of war is so strong that it's hard for me to blame anyone. I see good people who would otherwise not support aggression against peaceful people,
sure,
who have just been propagandized so strongly that it's hard to disconnect them, themselves from that ideology.
It must be hard, because it's not like Ron Paul is making confusing esoteric point here. I mean, he's saying, hey,
the golden rule.
How would you feel if they did this to you? If the Chinese came over here and bombed your neighborhood, how would that make you feel?
It hurts my brain to think about it.
How hard could it be to try to put yourself in someone else's shoes? I mean, are people so self-absorbed that they can't empathize with other human beings' plight at the hands of the state? Is that really how it is?
They're not human beings. They're elsewhere on the planet.
It's horrible what happened there. I mean, just people booing. Just
it is surprising to hear. When I heard those boos, I could hardly believe that people reacted that way, and not just one person, but a huge group of people responding in that way.
Yeah,
really,
and obviously
surprising.
We don't know how large the group was. It sounds large, but you never know. I mean, it could have been a small group of people that were really loud, but it certainly sounded large. They didn't show the audience at any point, so there was no way to get an actual representation of the reaction.
Foreign
here.
Policy. Don't do to other nations what we don't want to have them do to us. So we endlessly bomb.
That sounds like a fair amount of people there.
That's
a lot of clatter and commotion.
You know, the booing started before he even finished his sentence. I'm wondering if the Fox News debate had one of those applause and boo signs that they just lit up.
They're bad, man. Some of these Fox News, if you actually watch the full, and by the way, it was 20 minutes that Ron Paul got to talk, which was great. Because that guy Huntsman dropped out of the race, which means, you know, the more people drop out, the more Ron Paul gets to talk. So if you watch,
yeah, they don't want the guy that comes in second in New Hampshire to get much airtime, you know.
If you watch the debate, the full Ron Paul clips, I would never want to watch the whole debate, nor recommend anyone bother. But if you watch the Ron Paul clips, you get to see this. I don't know what the right word for him is. Tool that is working for Fox News, who also kind of behaved similarly with Ron Paul at a previous debate that he was at. I don't know what his name is.
Who was this? One of the anchors?
One of the anchors that was there. It's not Juan Williams. It's the other guy who, one of the other guys who was there, the younger guy.
Yeah, he kind of looks like Droopy, that cartoon from the Looney Tunes.
Perhaps. Yeah. And he's just kind of, he just really goes after Ron Paul. You can tell in no way, shape, or form is he attempting to ask journalistic questions without any kind of bias.
Do they do journalism at Fox?
Oh, obviously not.
Sorry.
He's the worst.
We were talking about something different.
Like, Juan Williams gives him a good question at one point in the event. Brings up Martin Luther King, actually. But this other guy is just so rude and such a jerk. 855-450-FREE. Of course, Ron Paul is such a gentleman, and he handles it splendidly. 1-855-450-FREE. You take control. Moments remain. It's Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and turn the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Yeah. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Control of these airwaves, that's why we call it Free Talk Live. The number for you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you this evening is Ian here.
And Mark.
And Derek J.
Inviting you to our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You can head over there and get interactive and support the show as well. If you'd like, you can become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that $3 in, invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well to expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there with any major credit card or some alternative options. Go and get the details. You can learn about the AMP-only forum that you'll get access to as an amplifier, the AMP-only call-in lines, podcast, and more. Once again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones and the fun. Amanda is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Amanda.
Hey, guys. Hey. I've been listening by podcast, and I'm stuck back around Halloween. So I don't know if you've mentioned this yet, but I saw an article on the Union Leader website yesterday about voter fraud. Did you see that? Have you talked about it?
You know, I don't think we've, I don't know if we've mentioned it, but maybe we did, about, I guess, people coming and voting under dead people's names.
Yeah, I think we did talk about that, because you guys were basically saying you didn't like the idea of people having to provide picture IDs when they vote. As far as I'm concerned, it's the only thing that makes any sense.
Yeah, Amanda? Well, I thought that the whole article was really silly. I mean, maybe I should post it on the Free Talk Live website, but...
Sure.
Yes, the article was about on Saturday, the speaker, O'Brien, had some kind of conference with people in the state, and he was talking about, they were saying that he wanted to push a voter ID law, and I guess the response from people opposed to such a law said that we don't want to solve a problem that doesn't exist, prove that it exists. And I guess in the recent primary, mm-hmm. A group of so-called activists decided to prove that the problem exists by committing voter fraud.
Hmm.
And so they're trying to say that this is evidence, but it's not. They were only doing it to push support for the bill. and I thought it was.
But aren't they showing that it can be done? I mean, it's not like the state wants to, you know, show its own foibles in this area. You know, I mean, that we all know there are holes in the state's enforcement of things. But if you try to prove that you can get a gun past the TSA, you're never going to. If you say something, they're going to try to go after you for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's the equivalent of, like, I kick you in the pants and I say, see, that's why you should wear a cup, so people don't kick you in the pants. it's not logical at all. Just because it can be done doesn't mean that it's going to happen.
Well, I think you can make the argument that it is going to happen in that it is fairly easy for it to happen. So I understand where Mark's coming from on this, but I don't think the controls the state will put in will stop voter fraud. I think it will just make voting more inconvenient for more people, and especially for people that don't have a government ID, then all of a sudden they're non-participants. You have to have some government ID in order to vote. That makes it much more difficult. But I understand the concerns. I think it's a valid concern that you could just walk in and say, oh, I'm Derek J, and they'll give you the ballot. And then if the real Derek J walks in later and says, well, I'm Derek J, then what do they do? What happens in that case?
When I go, all they do is ask me my address, as if I couldn't send somebody in my proxy. They know what I look like
in your town. Yeah.
But, you know, in a larger place, I don't even know how they do it in other places. All I know is how they do it in my town, and I suspect they kind of do it in a slipshod, half-butt manner around here.
Well, all I had to do when I registered to vote in New Hampshire was fill out a form that said I affirm I am who I say I am. And I'm wondering, Amanda, how you feel about this, because I would think not only does voter ID make it tougher for people without regular ID to vote, but do you think it would really stop those who are looking to commit voter fraud from doing it if they are high enough up in the system?
Even then, I mean, I don't know a lot about the process, but during the primary, I was talking to someone who's, I guess, really familiar with security procedures, and he was telling me that there are so many fallible steps in the process. Like, they have people counting the votes in the, the room where you go and vote.
Sure.
And then that person makes a phone call to someone and reports those votes, and then that person makes a phone call to someone else and reports the number, and any of those people could have ulterior motives and just say something inaccurate, and it would be that easy to
And then there was a situation in the last election where they detected that someone had been opening the voter boxes improperly or whatever, like they're supposed to
seal in a particular manner, and they weren't sealed that way.
Right. It looked as though the seal had been removed or replaced or something like that, and so the question was, well, what happened when that seal was removed or replaced? Nobody knows who did it. Nobody knows where it happened, and there's supposed to be like a chain of custody, and it's just, it can break down in all manner of places. So I like that in New Hampshire you can just waltz into a voting location, having been the first day you've ever set foot in New Hampshire, and vote. I think there's some real utility in that for people, and it makes it easy. It makes participating in that part of the system an easy thing to do.
What if I move
to understand there's another
five different places the same day?
I think you could do that.
Yeah.
You could do that.
I'm going to move to Keene. I'm going to go move to Manchester.
The thing is,
then I'm going to move to Concord.
But when you're affirming on that sheet of paper that I saw and had to sign my name to, it said that you were only going to vote once.
Right. You are affirming that you and swearing that you're only in that one place.
Weren't you just talking about the lady at the drug treatment, the drug task force place, telling you that this wasn't the drug task force place?
Yes, she was lying.
Folks lie.
Right.
Mm.
That's true. Okay. I get that, Mark.
The government system incentivizes people to tell
lies.
There's
a double-sided sword to this voting system. On one side, it's easy to go and vote. On the other side,
I kind of like the Iraqi thing where you have to put your thumb in the indelible ink so that you at least have a very difficult time getting it out from underneath your fingernail, you know?
Well, that would stop you from voting multiple times.
What my concern is.
It wouldn't stop what has been alleged in the past, which is someone like Mitt Romney busing in busloads of voters from Massachusetts to come up and vote once at a Manchester polling location or something like that, and then busing them back down. Here, we'll buy you all lunch for the day. Come on up.
You're all moving here.
Yep, we're going to vote up in New Hampshire today. I mean, people have alleged that stuff has happened in elections.
It certainly would be easy.
Well, voter fraud is nothing new. That's something I've heard about for years.
And the state will not be able to eliminate it no matter what new rules it puts down. Amanda, anything else you want to share tonight?
Is Vaporsmith still advertising with you guys?
Yes, they are. Vaporsmiths.com. Derek has his. He's modeling it right now on the webcam. And
I have mine in my hand right now, and I'm so happy. That's all.
Excellent.
Well, tell us about your smoking. Are you still smoking cigarettes at all?
Every now and then I get curious, and I'll, bum one from a friend, and I'm usually like, God, this tastes horrible. That was pointless. And, then I go back to vaping. But
interesting.
I don't know.
How many times a week you smoke cigarettes?
Would I bum a cigarette? Maybe once. I mean, I quit.
That's full-fledged quit.
Yeah, that is nothing.
Yeah, I cold turkey and didn't have any problem at all, and I love it. I mean, and I'm converting people all the time. Like, I went to the airport, and it's actually, posted. Like, you definitely can't use a vaporizer in an airport or on a plane, which is silly. And so I went outside to the smoking area, and people saw me, and they're like, and I let people try it, and... it's like vaporsmiths.com, and I told them about the Free Talk Live coupon code. And
nice, which is FTL.
They should hire me.
And you can get two Vaporsmiths e-cigarettes for free when you buy 40 cartomizers over Vaporsmiths and use code FTL. So yeah, they have passed the FDA has or the FT wait FAA has forget all these alphabet agencies, but they have banned them from airports and from airlines, have they?
I just know that it's a posted policy. I don't know if it's a legal thing.
Now, typically, if they're posting it, the airlines are taking that pretty seriously. So I'm sad to hear that. There's no guarantee that the government won't decide to make vaporizers their enemy in the future. But for now, it's allowed
like to point
in most
out,
places.
Amanda, you can hold the vapor into your lungs for a little while, and then it goes away.
Yeah,
so you'd have to hold
it
for a while.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, this is what people do.
True, you could easily go in the bathroom and not
smell.
Set off the smoke alarm, and it doesn't smell. So that's a good point.
Right. If anything, people think you're putting on perfume because it smells so delicious.
Yeah, it is absolutely wonderful. Amanda, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate
it. Christmas changes lives.
You. So, okay, we're about out of time for this evening's program, but there was one thing I wanted to get to, and maybe we'll do it tomorrow night. There's a really scary news piece about beheadings. Coming to the United States. And I'm surprised it's taken this long. So we'll tell you more about it.
There could be only one.
Tomorrow night. On Free Talk Live, if we get the chance. Of course, we'll also be talking about Derek Jay's trials tomorrow. He'll be there and we'll give you more detail on what transpires. Hopefully, he will not be in a cage tomorrow. And we'll see you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.